Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Hope you enjoyed the All-Star break and you're ready for the second half. Miami kicks off the business end of the season in St. Louis. And last night at Busch Stadium, they played their first of three on the weekend. Not at Busch Stadium, the first at-bat ever recorded at Marlins Park was by Rafael Furcal. He played for the Cardinals at the time, ended his career as a Marlin, and Rafael Furcal is today's Fish Family bonus code. Now for the full rewind of Friday night's second half opener, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, Don Mattingly has talked a lot about grinding it out for nine innings, night in and night out, playing for 27 outs, night in and night out. That's precisely what the Marlins did here in St. Louis tonight against a very good, very seasoned Cardinals ball club. Miami twice comes from behind and pulls this one out. Marlins start the second half with a 7-6 victory here at Busch Stadium. Marlins and the Cardinals ringing in the second half tonight. And after the four-day All-Star break, the starting pitchers had the upper hand early. Jaime Garcia for the Cardinals, Wei-Yin Chen for the Marlins. This game was scoreless into inning number four when the Cardinals' defense let him down a little bit. Giancarlo Stanton led off with a walk. Marcell Ozuna then hit what looked like a double play ball. Should have been a 4-6-3 double play, but Aledmys Diaz, the shortstop, got a little bit lazy with his return throw to first base after forcing Stanton. Ball was in the dirt, and Matt Holliday couldn't dig it out. Didn't go as an error because they got the lead man, but it was an out they should have had. And instead of two outs and nobody on, Marlins had a man at first with one out for Chris Johnson.
Truly one of the best catchers in baseball. There's a base hit between third and the third baseman down into the corner. Ozuna's around third. They're going to wave him home. Here's the throw in, and there'll be no play at the plate. It's a double, and the Marlins lead 1-0. Truly one of the...
Marlins cash in after the defensive miscue by the Cardinals, and they had the lead, but not for long. Bottom of the fourth, leading off against Wei-Yin Chen, the Cardinals' right fielder, Stephen Piscotty.
Here's the 3-1 offering. In the air to deep center field. Back goes Ozuna. He has room. Oh, no, he doesn't. It's out of the ballpark. That ball fooled Ozuna, I think. He looked like he was going to catch the ball.
He must not have seen it at dusk, because he was camped under it as though he thought he was going to catch it. And
wow.
It wound up in the first row of the bleachers.
Piscotty has hit his 12th home run of the year, and the Cardinals have tied the ball game.
It wasn't tied for long, though, with one out, back-to-back singles by Yadier Molina and Jed Jerko, getting Tommy Pham to the plate with two men aboard.
He waits. Here's the pitch. Hit hard left field. It is a home run. 3-run shot to left field just inside the fair pole. Tommy Pham puts the Cardinals in front with a 3-run jack.
But back came the Marlins in the sixth inning. Leadoff double from Giancarlo Stanton, who was on base four times in the game tonight. He went to third base on a fly ball to right by Ozuna. So he was 90 feet away with one out for Chris Johnson. 1-0 to Johnson, ground ball past the mound, off the foot of the pitcher, caroms to third base, and Peralta on to first for the out. Stanton scores, and it's a 4-2 game. And the Marlins had some life, and in the seventh inning, they would continue to storm from behind. Adani Echeverria, a leadoff single against Jaime Garcia, who was still in the ball game. He was racing a fielder's choice ground ball off the bat of the pinch hitter Cole Gillespie. But then J.T. Romuto singled, and the Marlins had men at first and second, one out. That was it for Garcia. Trevor Rosenthal, the deposed closer, came on to pitch for the Cardinals. He had a tough time throwing strikes. That's why he lost his closer's job. Well, he had no trouble throwing strikes as he struck out Martin Prado for out number two. But then he had trouble throwing strikes. He walked Christian Yelich to load the bases for Giancarlo Stanton.
The pitch way high and inside. It hit him. So it's now 4-3 ball game, and we mentioned wildness has plagued this right-hander, Trevin Rosenthal, and he's after striking out Prado, he has issued a walk to Yelich, and he's hit Stanton.
So an inability to throw strikes to Yelich and Stanton made things quite complicated for Trevor Rosenthal, but then he did throw a strike to Marcell Ozuna.
Up the middle, and it's through into center field. We've got a tie game. We've got a lead for the Marlins. The throw goes to third. Stanton safe and alertly. Ozuna goes into second base. What a big play that was. Didn't hit it particularly hard. It looked like the ball he hit in the All-Star game. Right up the middle, a ground ball. And he knocks in two runs. And the Marlins now have scored three times in the inning and have taken a 5-4 lead.
That was it for Rosenthal. Kevin Segrist came on. He walked Chris Johnson to load the bases, but he got pinch hitter Miguel Rojas to fly out to center. Marlins left him full, but they'd scored three runs, and Miami was on top in this ballgame, 5-4. At that point, the starters were done. Jaime Garcia, 6 1/3 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, walked 2, struck out 2, 93 pitches, 60 strikes. Wei and Chen left on line for a victory, 6 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, walked 1, struck out 5, allowed the 2 home runs to Piscotty and Pham in that 4-run fourth inning. He threw 97 pitches, 60 strikes. So David Phelps called upon to protect the 1-run lead in the 7th, and the first man he faced was Tommy Pham, who'd homered already.
The pitch popped in the air to center field and hit far. Way back goes Ozuna to the wall. It is gone. Second home run of the game for Tommy Pham. We've got a tie ball game at 5.
Well, Phelps had allowed only 2 home runs all season coming into this ball game here tonight. For Phelps, this was appearance number 43. He had worked 46 innings, having allowed only 2 home runs. But he allowed that long ball to Pham, and then after striking out Colton Wong, he faced Randall Grichuk.
The big blow, the 3-run homer by Tommy Pham, and then he leads off the bottom of the 7th. There's a drive to deep left field. The ballpark's not going to hold it. Cardinals lead 6-5. Wow.
So 2 home runs all season. 2 home runs in the span of 3 hitters for Phelps in the 7th. And St. Louis is back on top 6-5. In the 8th, Segrist out there to start. They didn't got the first out, but then Ichiro pinch hitting single to center. Career hit number 2,991. Segrist trying to keep Ichiro close at first base. Threw over, and he threw the ball down the right field line. The E1 sent Ichiro down to second base with the tying run. He stayed there when JT Realmuto struck out. At that point, Segrist was done. Mike Matheny called on Jonathan Broxton to try to slam the door in the 8th inning. With a 1-run lead, he faced Martin Prado.
To the belt. To the plate. Hit to right field. It's a base hit. I don't know whether Ichiro can score. Oh, the bobble by Piscotty, and he does. That was a one-hopper to the Cardinal right fielder. And I don't know whether they were going to send Ichiro regardless. And he scores on the base hit by Prado.
So another very costly defensive miscue for the Cardinals. It doesn't go down as an error, but had Piscotty fielded that ball cleanly, we would have had a play at the plate. It would have been interesting to see how it turned out. But Ichiro able to score on the hit by Martin, a big two-out hit, and we had a 6-6 game in the top of the 8th. After Fernando Rodney set down the side 1-2-3 in the bottom of the 8th, Marlins came up in the 9th against the Cardinals' closer, Sung Hwan Oh, trying to send this game to the last of the 9th tied. In the top of the inning, Oh struck out the first man, Stanton, who had been on base all 4 times before that, with a single, a double, a walk hit by pitch. He had scored a run and knocked one in. With Stanton gone, Marcelo Ozuna then laced the ball out to center field, right over the head of Randall Grichuk, who looked like he was there to make the catch, but he misplayed it a little bit, and Ozuna had himself a double. So the Marlins had the tie-breaking man at second with one out in the top of the 9th. Chris Johnson flew out to right for the second out. Ozuna had to stay at second base. So it was up to Miguel Rojas with 2 outs and 2 strikes against him, looking to snap the deadlock in the 9th. On the radio, 2-2 pitch, Rojas bouncing ball to third, past the dive of Peralta into left field. Ozuna stumbles around third, coming home anyway. The throw's up the line, he's going to score to give the Marlins the lead. Rojas into second base. It's 7-6 in the 9th. A big 2-out, 2-strike hit from Miguel Rojas. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So, on a night when the Cardinals bullpen had blown 2 saves, the Marlins pen had let one get away as well. A.J. Ramos came in for the bottom of the 9th to protect a 1-run lead. He allowed a leadoff single to Tommy Pham, who finished the night 3-for-4 with 2 homers and 4 RBIs. But he struck out Colton Wong for the first out. He struck out Randall Grichuk for the second out. When Ledmus Diaz singled, Pham, the tying man, was at second. Diaz, the winning man, was at first with 2 outs in the 9th when A.J. went after Matt Adams. A.J. trying to lock it down. 2 on, 2 outs, the 1-2 to Adams. Swing and a miss, he struck him out, and the Marlins get a big-time win in St. Louis. Miami comes back from 4-1 and 6-5 deficits, and the Marlins win it 7-6. Great way to start the second half. For the Marlins, 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors, 10 men left on base. For the Cardinals, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 miscue. They strand 6. Fernando Rodney the winner, 1-2. Sunghwan Oh, the loser, 2-1 for A.J. Ramos. Save number 28 and 29 chances. Time of the game, 3 hours, 24 minutes, and a crowd of 42,034 was here to see it. Marlins improved to 48-41 with the victory. Now 24-22 on the road. Marlins have won 4 straight, 5 of 6. Marlins have won 4 in a row. It's the third time this year they've won at least 4 straight. They won 7 in a row between April 24th and April 30th. They won 4 straight May 3rd through the 6th. They'll go for a 5th straight win in the middle game of the series. And again, Miami moves 7 games over 500 for the first time this year. The Marlins are 48-41. They were last 7 over when they were 31-24 on June 5th, 2012. So it has been more than 4 years since the last time the Marlins were 7 games over 500. They get a big win tonight. They're able to keep pace with the Nationals and the Mets and the NL East as they take the first of 3 here at Busch Stadium, 7-6 over the Cardinals.
Tonight's ballgame in St. Louis starts at 7:15 Eastern Time. You can listen on MLB.com, use the MLB at Bat app, listen on 940 Wins, and the Marlins Radio Network. Glenn Geffner and Boomer Beck bring you the live play-by-play.